Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The tree is gone, the ornaments packed away, and the gift returns completed. But one residue of the holiday season remains. Stuff. 'Tis better to give than to receive, but my wife and I, as usual, seem to have more stuff this time than we started with. Oh, we gaze fondly at each gift we got, thinking warmly of the giver. We re-gift, repurpose, restock thrift shops with tons of surplus goods. Problem is, our long careers as consumers have stuffed our home so full of stuff that we can barely move, and the post-holiday sales have just begun. The U.S. invented consumerism, made it both a global driver of economic growth and an environmental threat. A 2016 survey by the online marketplace OfferUp found that half of Americans consider their homes full of unwanted stuff. 14% have at least one room so full they can't use it. Such excess has brought fame to Marie Kondo, the Japanese author, TV star, and organizing expert. It's brought fortune to sell-your-stuff marketplaces like OfferUp, Craigslist, eBay, Etsy, even to Amazon, now one of the biggest places for getting rid of used books. My wife and I long ago ran out of shelf space for our many volumes, but can't bear to part with them. We often press a favorite on our kids or grandkids, but they also have too many books, too little time. Marie Kondo says you should toss out any possessions that no longer give you pleasure. Sound advice, except that most of ours still do. Like the massive old sofa we bought on a whim years ago. Looked small at the auction house, then we got it home. But every time I sink into that leather behemoth, I'm transported back to our happy younger days. Besides, didn't God give humankind a physical world to show his love for us and it? Maybe, like ancient Chinese emperors, we could solve our surplus tchotchke problem by taking a sample to the grave with us, you know, for use in the afterlife. My wife collects these Chinese tomb figures, lots of them. I may slip a few into her casket. And when I reach my sell-by date, she can just duct tape me into that old sofa and plant it under a tree. With a good book, of course. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.